The Board of Regents voted to approve an update yesterday. Lisa Anderson with Atlanta Women for Equality says she wishes she could have reviewed the final language.
There is absolutely no doubt that this policy is illegal.
One major concern is that the policy doesn't spell out the actual federal laws and agencies that protect the rights of students and employees.
So they're more likely to exercise those rights if they actually know what they are. And under the law, that's required. They need to know what their legal rights are.
A university system official told the Board of Regents yesterday that the new sexual misconduct policy does comply with federal requirements. Anderson says she hopes to discuss changes to the current language with the university system, but that her group will take legal action if necessary. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.